It's Kenyatta Holmes. Thank you, man. Kenyatta Holmes. 11/21/78. Today's 3/4. Miss Holmes is a. What is she, Miss Holmes? She's a 46-year-old woman who comes in today for a pre-op clearance of radical abdominoplasty. Period. In the paragraph, she also complains of having trouble sleeping at night, history of anxiety, decreased energy, has been on hormonal replacement a year ago, but she quit taking them because it messed up her period, in quotation, has had some red blood for rectum this secondary to hemorrhoids, has had no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure or convulsions, period. Patient is here for evaluation, pre-op evaluation. Patient has never had any issues with anesthesia or surgery or malignant hyperthermia or a family history of any anesthesia-related complications in the past. Medications, vitamins only, medical problems, no medical problems. COVID immunizations up to date, review of system as above, surgery, tubal ligation. She lost 50 pounds because of gastric sleeve some time ago, tummy tuck and liposuction. Social, no smoking, minimal drinking, or she smokes, she drinks very little. She last period was 2019, has not had any periods recently. Allergy, none, family history, dad died of pancreatic cancer at age 40. Mom has had hysterectomy, but no have a history of cancer. She has an aunt with colon cancer. Period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 212 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 70, 88, 130 over 84. Heart positive, swollen positive, stool, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows, nourish, wrong, mucosal, with anagen, logical, non-focal. Patient, your analysis today is totally negative. Number one, number two, UPT is negative. Number three, blood work ordered. Number four, she wants to lose weight. We talked about diet, exercise. We also recommended Wegovy versus Zepbound, whichever the insurance will cover. Next number, we looked at her thyroid prior to her surgery. She does have mild lymphadenopathy in her neck, minimal lymphadenopathy. She does have a 0.4 centimeter right-sided thyroid cyst, which needs to be checked in about 3 to 6 months. Her TSH will be checked today, period. She needs a yearly mammogram. Next number, no complications with anesthesia in the past. Next number, in big letters, she's at low risk for general anesthesia at this time. Next number, may proceed with the proposed procedure at this time. Pending lab, next number, ultrasound, EKG is within normal limits. Next number, chest x-ray is totally within normal limits. Next number, she had CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PTT, hemoglobin A1C, PTINR, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, LH, FSH, hepatitis profile, HIV, estradiol, free T3, free T4, vitamin D, B12 ordered. Next number, we'll evaluate blood work. Next number, we'll send a copy to the patient's physician and a copy to patient. Next number, a copy of EKG was provided. Next number, EKG is again totally normal. Next number, she does have mild, slightly mild fatty liver. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Prior to her surgery, next number, echocardiogram is totally negative. Ejection fraction is adequate. Next number, no abnormality noted in the abdomen or pelvic region. Next number, kidneys are normal. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next number, she has minimal right RVH. Next number, the weight loss should help with the sleep apnea. Next number, this is not diagnosed and should not cause any issues or problems during her surgery. Next number's findings discussed with patient at length. Next number's last period on or around 2019. Next number's pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number's no masses noted in the pelvic. Next number's mammogram ordered for a future date. Next number, patient would like to obtain semaglutide at a company pharmacy and or Monjura if her insurance does not cover the medication. We've discussed this at length today. Thank you. Next number, Cologuard was ordered as well. Thank you.